Zerk.
Hi, Eric. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Stephanie, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. By the way, I was calling today to go over a quick a review on your account. Do you have a few minutes?
I do, yeah. Sorry I missed you the other day. I was in a business meeting and I couldn't join our call. But yes, I have time.
Wonderful. That would be great. Yes. So I was just wanting to go over a quick progress review in regards to your account.
Okay.
Let me just get into your client dashboard here really quick. And do you also have access to the client dashboard, by the way?
Currently?
Yeah?
Yeah, I can log in there. One sec.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, I am in.
Awesome. All right, so technically when you're logged into the client dashboard, you'd be able to see any insights in regards the services that you have with us. And if you go to the leads tab, currently it shows there have been a total of 34 leads.
Okay.
All right. So on the leads tab, technically, I mean, this may be something that you already know, but any leads that you get to receive may be from the Google Verified campaign, Facebook ads, website, or your local SEO will be reflected in here. And currently
yep.
It shows that there have been 34 leads that came in. As what you can see, there have been 16 phone calls, 18 text messages, and 4 from the Google Verified campaign. Also, you'd get the option to listen to any phone calls as well as to block those unwanted ones. And if you can also go to the Google Insights.
So is there a way for me to verify if these leads are actually legitimate leads? Because I feel like out of all the leads that I've received so far, I think only one was like a legit lead and it was like a gutter, or maybe two of them have been like a gutter replacement. So I get a lot of bogus, you know, phone calls that come through on the local Splash line. Do you know how I can go, like this shows Google Verified. I would assume that I would have to be paying for these, but I have not been connected with, you know, I thought the Google Verified was set up where if somebody calls in and wants to talk to somebody about, you know, getting a new roof or siding or windows or whatever that is, don't they also then talk to that agent and don't they in real time connect them with me?
Well, technically for the Google Verified leads, it is going to be considered as valid and a charged lead if the person trying to reach out has somehow left a message or mentioned on their on the call that they have called for the services that you offer within the service areas. And as long as it was connected, then that's when they consider it as a valid lead. And looking here so far with all the leads that was received from Google Verified, all the 4
yep.
Were actually showing as a valid lead.
So I can tell you this, Randy Fulsas,
mm-hmm.
These are people that are trying to sell me things. These aren't actually, so that one in particular, Where would these Google leads have come from? Would they be from? Okay. So this guy was. Okay, I'm just going to click on these real quick because it's saying I've got 4 verified.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the first one, I'm looking for a quote to get gutters installed on my front porch, back porch. Okay, so I did quote that person. So that was a legit lead. It just didn't turn into business.
Right.
Randy Fulsas is. That one's that's a telemarketer or that's a company trying to sell me something. And then there's no information on the third one, and there's no information on the other one. I guess there's, and this is showing that it left a phone call. Should I listen to that? And then if that information is bogus, if it's a telemarketer, you know, how do we get credit back for the Google Verified? Because that's not a legitimate lead. Does that make sense?
Right. I do definitely understand you on that. Yes, you can definitely listen to these calls again. Also, there's an AI summary available at the bottom part.
Okay.
You can also request for the transcription that is written in blue as well. Or, yeah, you can definitely just listen to the phone call, and then you can just let us know. And we can definitely check on these leads as well with the Google Verify team.
Okay. That one was tree repair. I see. This one's a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see your question. Okay. So it actually has the summary of those we touched base. Yeah, and those are minor leads. So the Google Verified, there's only one that's that Randy Fulsas is, I think, let me just look and see.
Mm-hmm.
Randy called, requested gutter coat for his 3-year house in Burnsville. Text your friends. I don't know what that is. Okay, either way, do you know what these leads cost? What the lead cost
Yes.
is for the Google Verified?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Let me just pull it up really quick here. So each lead actually costs $80.
$80?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then so far, do you know how much I've been charged?
Let me go ahead and confirm that for you. Let me just pull up your billing information here. So far, the last time you were charged was actually back in November. That was for $238.15. And technically you haven't been charged for the recent one yet for the lead that came in for the month of March.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Any other questions maybe in regards to leads tab?
Not yet. Nope.
Oh, okay. Also, you can update the status of the leads that you received. So currently, everything shows as follow-up needed. So
If
you would like to update the status, you sure can. If you feel like it's not a valid lead, you can mark it as not a valid lead. If it's a completed job, you can mark it as completed as well. Or if
Got it.
Follow-up needed, right. Also,
okay.
You can add notes in there. So that you will be able to keep track of those leads that you received.
Okay.
All right. And then I would also like to discuss the Google Insights. If you can please go to the Google Insights tab.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So far, as you can see, there have been 611 views on your Google Business profile. And 39 of those has visited your website and 2 has attempted to give you a call through the Google Business profile. But
yeah.
Technically the reason why I showed you this is because just for transparency, this is actually where you can see the, activities on your Google Business profile. You also
okay.
have the option to filter out or change the, date range. Should you wish to see probably the past 7 days or the past 30 days.
Okay.
All right. And then we also have we also have the campaign management. If you can go to Ad Campaigns and then click on Campaign Management. So under Campaign Management, you'd be able to see your Google Verified campaign and Facebook ads. This is where you can see the budget set for Facebook ads and Google Verified, how much is spent, and how much is actually remaining. So you also have the option to pause the ad or add more to your budget. And then still under Ad Campaigns, you can click on Facebook Ads.
Okay.
And under Facebook Ads, this is where you get to see a preview of your Facebook ad.
Okay.
Also, you will be able to see in here the insights on your Facebook ad. Technically, how many views you got, how many clicks and messages or phone calls you have through the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Also, you can still set or change the date range on how far you would like to see the information on.
Okay.
All right. And then we do have the reviews tab. So currently, your Google Business profile has 12 reviews. Now, I do see some were already responded. At the same time, we do suggest, we do highly recommend for the new reviews to also be responded. That's also going to greatly help with optimization.
Yeah, okay, so that makes sense.
This page on the dashboard gives you the option to respond to those.
Also,
in the same page at the top, you should see a button that says QR code. So this is one of our new updates. You can just click on it, and then it should give you the option to generate a new QR code.
Oh, where is that at?
Oh, it should be at the top.
Oh, right? I see it. Okay, yep.
Awesome. Right. So let's say you completed a job for a client. You can just have them scan your QR code, and then they can leave a review for you from there. That way they don't have to go to Google to look up for your business anymore, which is going to take them time.
Got it.
Right. And another update that we have, by the way, is the automated replies right before QR code. So any new reviews that you're going to be getting will be automatically responded by our system. So if a review has 4 to 5 stars, 4 up to 5 stars, then that will be responded within 2 hours.
Okay.
And then if it has 1 to 3 stars, it will be responded within 2 days, which is going to allow time for your critic. And should you wish for the auto reply to be disabled, please know that you can always toggle it on and off through the reviews tab in the client dashboard.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. And then next is the post tab. Technically, this is where you get to see any upcoming posts that we will be doing on your Google Business profile. It also shows you the history of those posts that we made already. And by the way, it gives you the option to edit the posts or even have them deleted if there's something that you don't like.
Okay.
All right. And then lastly, I'd like to go over the Business Info tab.
Yep.
So this is where you can see all the information that we have for your business or that we are promoting your business on. We also uploaded your business documents in here. At the same time, the reason why I wanted to introduce you to this tab is because it gives you the option to upload photos. And Eric, as we know, any new photos that can be uploaded in your listing will also greatly help with optimization. So we would like to ask for any new photos that you have regarding your business or any completed job photos that you have, if you can have them uploaded to the client dashboard or if you prefer sending them to us through email, that should work. That way we can use them for optimization as well as your Facebook ads.
Got it.
All right. So this is the page, or this, the Business Info tab is definitely the page where you can have them uploaded. You can also upload your logo on the logo section, but technically you can just click on media from the top, and then that should take you down to where you can upload photos.
Okay.
All right. And that was just all for me. That was just all the reason for my call Just wanted to provide you a quick overview as well as a quick walkthrough on the client dashboard. Unless if you have any questions, Eric, or if there's anything else that I can assist you with for today.
Not at this time. I appreciate the phone call. That's great.
All right, then. Well, please know, should you have any other questions or if there's anything that we can assist, you can always give us a call back. Okay?
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Eric, and you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Have a good one. Goodbye.
You too. Goodbye.